It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, October 21st, 2019. Today we remember George Junius Stinney, Jr., born 90 years ago in the lumber and mill town of Alcolu, South Carolina. George was an African-American youth of 14 when he was convicted of the murder of two white girls, ages 7 and 11, in his hometown. He was executed in the electric chair just 3 months later. Standing 5 feet 1 inch tall and weighing just over 90 pounds, George was so small that a booster seat was required when prison personnel placed him in the chair. Years later, witnesses agreed that a thick book was used, but differed as to whether it was a telephone directory or a Bible. George Stinney is believed to be the youngest person ever sentenced to death by an American court and subsequently executed. No transcript was made of the brief trial. He was convicted of first-degree murder in less than 10 minutes by an all-white jury after a 2-hour proceeding. The court refused to hear his appeal, and the appeals on his behalf to the governor for clemency were denied. A reexamination of the Stinney case began in 2004, and several individuals and Northeastern University School of Law sought a judicial review. His conviction was overturned in 2014, 70 years after his death, when a court ruled that he had not received a fair trial. On December 17, 2014, his conviction was posthumously vacated because the circuit court judge ruled he had no effective defense representation and his Sixth Amendment rights had been violated. The judgment noted that while Stinney could possibly have committed the crime, his prosecution and trial were fundamentally flawed. The court ruled that his confession was likely coerced and was thus inadmissible, and also found that the execution of a 14-year-old constituted cruel and unusual punishment in violation of the Constitution. The Stinney case has inspired a number of treatments in books and films. David Stout based his first novel, Carolina Skeletons, in 1988 on it, and received the 1989 Edgar Award for Best First Novel. Stout suggests in his book that Stinney, whom he renames Linus Bragg, was innocent. The plot revolves around a fictitious nephew of Bragg who unravels the truth about the case decades later. The novel was adapted as a 1991 television movie of the same name, directed by John Erman, featuring Kenny Blank in the lead role and Lou Gossett Jr., played his younger brother James. As of February 2014, another movie about the Stinney case, 83 Days, was planned by Pleroma Studios. An opera titled Stinney was written in 2015 by Frances Pollock, who had just earned her master's degree at Peabody Institute. It was performed to a full house in Baltimore the same year. Several of George Stinney's relatives from Baltimore and other parts of Maryland attended on opening night. For decades, the body of George Stinney lay nearly forgotten in an unmarked grave, but now his final resting place is marked by a handsome granite headstone bearing the inscription, "Wrongfully convicted and illegally executed by South Carolina." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 21st, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.